सत्यजुगे ध्यान कर्म कराए शुक्ल मूर्ति धरी कदम के बोर दिला सत्यजुगा इनकार्नेशन ऑफ गॉड इज ऑफ क्राइस्ट फॉर पुस्तक ध्यान करे लोग जॉन लोग ज्ञानी अधिकारी कृतार धर्म यज्ञ कराए रक्त वर्ण प्रिय इन सत्य युग द एज ऑफ गुडनेस इन दैट एज द मेडिटेशन वाज पावरफुल प्रीति जब धातु विश्व कृतार जगतो मही अकॉर्डिंग टू injunction of Srimad Bhagavatam, the meditation is possible in the age of goodness. When 10% people were all in the modes of goodness, there are three modes of nature, modes of goodness, modes of passion, and modes of ignorance. Similarly, the ages are also connected by the three modes of material nature. Just like there are seasonal changes in our experience in the 1 year. Sometimes it is summer, sometimes it is winter, sometimes it is spring. Similarly, in course of nature's way, there are different yugas, millenniums. So, in the Satya Yuga, people are all in the modes of goodness. Therefore, at that time, they should concentrate the mind in the Supreme and meditation as recommended at that time. Krishna dhyan kare lok jnana adhikari. Jnana adhikari means they were quite fit to understand spiritual knowledge. Because without developing the modes of goodness, nobody can understand spiritual knowledge. The ignorance, the silhouette spread of men, they are in ignorance. The ignorance, the symptom of ignorance, we have already described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Ignorance means laziness. Laziness. That is ignorance. And passion means active. And goodness means sober. So, we cannot find all men in this world of the same quality. Some of them are in goodness, some of them are in passion, some of them are in ignorance. But in this age, 75% or more than that, they are in ignorance. And maybe 10 or 15% in passion, and hardly 5% they are in goodness. Therefore, majority population of this age, they cannot perform meditation or great sacrifices or temple worship. They cannot. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has, by his causeless mercy, of course it is according to the Vedic injunction, Kritika Dhyato Vishnu, the same achievement which was obtained in the age of goodness by meditation was achieved in the next phase by sacrifice and the next phase by temple worship. At the present age it is recommended to achieve that success, that perfection, spiritual perfection by Hari Kirtana, by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. It doesn't require any previous qualification to chant Hare Krishna. Anybody and everybody can join. And by chanting this, the result will be that progressive chanting will help him in cleansing the dust on the mirror of the mind. The whole trouble in the world is misunderstanding. That's all. Under the spell of this material nature, we are simply misunderstanding. But when you come to the pure state, just as mirror, when cleansed of all the dust, we can see our face nicely. Similarly, when the mind is cleared of all material dust, then we can see what we are. In ignorance, we identify with this body and bodily relationship. And in passion, we are very much active for this body comfort. And in goodness, we can see what we are. So in goodness, we can see that I am not this body. Of course, it is very common thing to understand that I am not this body. There is a distinction between a dead man and living man. When a man is dead, the relative cry, lament, oh, my son is gone, my father is gone, my wife is gone. But if you think, your wife is there, lying, your son is lying there, why do you say he is gone? Actually, he is gone. But so long he does not go, we think this body as my son, as my daughter. This is ignorance. At the end we can understand, oh, this body is not my son, this body is not my daughter, this body is not my father. When the end is done. But it's still, even after that experience, we think that this body is my son. This is called ignorance. Ahannahani rokani rakshanti jamandiyam. In every moment, every second, we are seeing that body is this matter. The soul has gone from the body. It has no value. Still I am thinking that I shall live in this world eternally and I shall let me enjoy this body, this sense gratification. This is ignorance. So, this ignorance has to be removed. If we actually want to be happy and peaceful. Nobody in ignorance can be happy. We have got experience here. Those who are advanced in knowledge, they are comparatively happy in this world. And those who are ignorant, they are not happy. Of course, by the spell of this illusory energy, although he is not happy, he thinks I am happy. Just like in the bar, road, street, you will see so many drunkards are lying. They are thinking, happy. But others, who are passing on the street, they are saying they are not happy. So this is going on. So, this mode of ignorance and passion has to be removed. Unless you remove that, the modes of passion and ignorance, there is no chance of becoming peaceful and happy. Because in goodness, everything, just like at, we have got experience, when the sky is cloudy, we are not very much happy. And as soon as there is sunrise, clear sky, we say, oh, today is very nice day. Why? Because the light is there. So, when we come to goodness, the light of knowledge is there, and therefore we see, oh, it's very nice. But if we stay on that point, it is very nice. It is very nice day. That is not all. But you must utilize the very nice day. Otherwise, that is very nice day to you. Similarly, knowledge has to be also fully utilized. And what is the full utilization of knowledge? The full utilization of knowledge is to understand God. That is full utilization. So long one does not come to the point of Krishna understanding, Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, he is more or less in the ignorance. Perfection of knowledge is Krishna consciousness. When one knows Bhavanam Janmanamante, in the Bhagavad Gita you will find Bhavanam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mang Prapadat Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sam Atma Sudullava. After many, many but struggle for acquiring knowledge, when one is fully conscious that Vasudeva, Supreme Lord, Krishna, is everything, that is the perfection of knowledge. So that perfection of knowledge was achieved in the age of goodness by meditation, and in the age of Treta by sacrifice, and by tapa, by worship, and in this age, this Krishna Pita. Krishna padarsana hai dapare dharma, Krishna varna karaya loke, Krishna natsana karma. In the dapara yuga, in the next millennium, in the age of passion, Lord Krishna was himself present, and he presented this Bhagavad Gita. And what did he teach in the Bhagavad Gita? Sarva-dhanmāni paritajya-māmetaṁ sarvāṁ. He personally taught the people of the world that one should be a surrendering soul to the Supreme Lord, that will make him happy. Dāpare bhagavāna śyāma pitavāsa nijāyidha śrīvasādīhīraṁ krīṣṭa lakṣṇī rupalakṣita. Now the incarnation of God in the Dāpara Yuga is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Sitavāsa Nijāyidha. He has got his own will, his instrument, and he has many signs on his chest, Sivasadi. Krishna was accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead by signs also. There are many signs on the soul. Underneath the soul, there are many signs on his chest. So, another characteristic of Krishna, incarnation of Krishna's presence, they are described in the shastras, in the scriptures. So, learned men, sages, they understood that here is the Supreme Personality of God. Nāhaṁ kutāya sadamatya yūgumāyā samābhṛtaḥ. Unless one is perfectly in knowledge, even God is present before us, we can understand. So, this knowledge and this qualification to understand what is what is possible in the modes of goodness. Namaste Vāsudevāya, namastam kalsanāyata, pradyumnāya niruddhāya, tubhaṁ bhagavati namaha. Now, in the Dāpara Yuga, it's like in the Kali Yuga, this age, the Mahamantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rām, Hare Rām, Rām Rām, Hare Hare. Similarly, in the Dāpara Yuga, the mantra, this mantra was chanted. What is that? Namaste Vāsudevāya. All permission says unto you, Lord Krishna, Vāsudeva. Namaskaram Karsanāya sa Pradyumnāya Aniruddhāya Tubhaṁ Bhagavate Namo. With his plenary expansion, first expansion, Vasudeva Sankarsana Pradyumna Virudha. He offered respect. Pita Varna Dharitare Kaila Pravattam Prema Bhakti Vilalati Laila Bhakti. Now Lord Chaitanya is describing about the incarnation in this age, Kali Yuga. He says personally that in the Kali Yuga, in this age, the complexion of the incarnation is Pita Varna, yellow color. Pita Varna Dharitare Kaila Pravattam. And what are his activities? Just like Krishna, when he was present, his activities were more or less political. He established the Pandavas on the throne and he vanquished the other party. And there are many such instances. Formerly, the most was, if the king was fired, naturally, citizens were also quiet. And that is a fact. Mahajana Dina Gatapanta. If the leader is all right, the followers are all right. If the leader is a fool, the followers are also fool. So, in the days by long, the kings were made as ideal kings. And by his ruling capacity, all the citizens they become nine. And this was Krishna's mission to establish ideal king of the world. And that was Maharaj Yudhishthira. The description of Maharaj Yudhishthira is found in Srimad Bhagavatam. How nice he was and how the condition of the world was there. There was, during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira, even there was no severe cold and severe heat. Sometimes at this present day, we are disturbed in so many ways. There are diseases, anxieties, and nature's disturbance. But all these things were completely absent during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira. That is described. And so far production is concerned, ample production, everything. So, Lord Krishna's mission was to establish the pious king to rule over the world. And that was his mission in that incarnation. Now, in this age, the incarnation of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, his color is this complexion of the body, this kind of yellow. And what does he do? Prema Bhakti Vilalati Laila Bhaktam. His mission is to give directly the love of God. His method is so nice that one who follows his method is very quickly, instantly, he develops love of God. And when one develops love of God, he becomes perfect. Jangalam jhāsa apanalābhaṁ mannati nābhitaṁ rakaha. We are hankering after love. We want to love somebody. That is the nature of living entity. But that love is half-faced in every state. The culmination of perfection of love can be realized when we understand, when we try to understand and really love Krishna. That can be achieved by Krishna consciousness. And this Krishna consciousness was preached by Lord Chaitanya. When you become a lover of Krishna, then all your loving propensities, all your desires, all your hankering will be satisfied. And so long you do not understand what is love of Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness, you love false things and at the end these will be processed. That is the going on. In every state we are being processed, still we do not leave that path. Punap punap charvita dharmana. We are repeating the same mistake. Same mistake. Very sad. Now, in love extended, so-called love extended, with nationalism, loving the countrymen, loving the humanity, that is also not perfect. We have got practical experience. In our country, in India, Mahatma Gandhi, he loved his country. Very nicely, he sacrificed everything, and for 35 years, he simply struggled for the independence of his country, of his continent. But the later result was, at the ultimate end, he was killed by his country. After loving so much his country, the result was that he was killed by his country. So, in this material world, the love is like that. It is never perfect. It cannot be perfect. So, Lord Chaitanya, taking compassion on this poor fellow, he taught love of God. If you love Krishna, then you will feel pleasure. Anandamaya Vata. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said that every living creature is searching after pleasure. Pleasure. Therefore, we have presented this small booklet that Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure. If you can love Krishna, then you will get pleasure. Otherwise, there is no pleasure. You will be frustrated. This is a fact. If you take it, it is nice. If you don't take it, then that is a discourse. So, Lord Chaitanya taught this love of Krishna. Therefore, one of his first disciples, Rupa Goswami, when he first met Lord Chaitanya at Prayaglava, he offered his respects by composing one verse in Sanskrit. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gauratvise Namaha. He said, my dear Lord Chaitanya, you are the most magnanimous personality in this world, most munificent, charitable. You are giving the most nice thing. What is that? Krishna Prema, love of Krishna. There are many charitable institutions and foundations. They are giving charity to many institutions and many functions. But here, Lord Chaitanya, charity, giving free the love of Krishna, that was very much appreciated by Rupa Goswami. And therefore, he said, Namo Mahavadanaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Nāmi. And this love of Krishna cannot be bestowed by anyone else except Krishna himself. Krishna once said, when he was present himself in his Bhagavad Gita, he said, Sarva Dharmān Parityajyamāme Tam Saranam Vraja. You just give up everything, just try to love me. Surrender unto me. And I shall give you all protection. Sarva Dharmān Parityajyamāme. But foolish people could not understand. Avajānam ti māna mūdhā mānasīṁ tanumāsita. Because foolish people, they thought that Krishna has gone up to human being. Why should he surrender unto him? So, we have got our independence. We may do whatever we like. But, if we follow the sadhu, shastra and guru, that is the way of understanding, that is the way of getting knowledge, to follow the instruction of saintly persons in scriptures and spiritual masters, then it is possible to reach the goal of life. And that was taught by Lord Chaitanya. Prema bhakti vila loke laya bhaktavan. Not only he alone, but always associated by his left-hand tenacious, we have seen the picture. Lord Chaitanya is dancing and chanting with his principal associates. Dharma pravattam kare bhajanda nandan prene gaye nache lok kare sankirtan. When you are chanting in his association and you are passing on the road, thousands and thousands of people followed him and they also chanted. That time when he was doing this propagation, there was Mohammedan kingdom, and because the Mohammedans were against Hindu religion, so then some of the ministers of the Mohammedan king, they are also afraid that the Nawab Sahib may not be angry that he is doing the Krishna Sankirtan. Although it is transcendental, those who are simple, they can't take. But those who are covered in the material dust, they cannot take it. So, the Nawab Sahib inquired the Mohammedan king, his minister, Hindu minister, who is this man? And so many thousands of people are following him, and he is making, enchanting all the people by his Krishna Kirtan. What is that? So, his minister thought that Nawab Sahib was planning something against this movement. So, he made his request to think, no, not many people follow him, some sentimental people follow him, not many. The Nawab Sahib replied, no, I know many people follow. You don't mean my friend. So he's not ordinary man. Then minister inquired, what is your opinion? I think he's incarnation of God. So this was, it is written in the Mahavagan history. So Lord Chaitanya demonstrated such mass movement simply by this Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that is his contribution to the people of the world. And in India was overflooded with this movement about 500 years before. And still there are thousands and thousands of followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday in February, there is a procession in Calcutta. Practically, the whole population of Calcutta joined. Here, of course, this movement is starting, and people, if they take advantage of this movement, they will be very happy. And this is the only movement for the spiritualization of the whole world. And those who are intelligent, they should come forward and cooperate with this movement. We have started this movement in a humble way, that we are inviting cooperation of people who are interested for the peace of the world. Thank you. Any questions?